So we are at the fourth month anniversary of our new general manager, not so new anymore, Richard Miles, who brings both undergraduate and postgraduate degrees in radio and television, as well as 30 years of management experience in public radio. And I'm happy to say that he has literally and figuratively an open door policy, and I thought it was time to return the favor and catch up. Thank you for coming into the studio, Richard.
It's my pleasure.
I was wondering, you know, when you were looking at this position, what was it about WBJC that made you think it might be a good fit for you?
It checked all of the very comfortable boxes for me. As you said, I've been doing this for 30-some years. Being at a place where I have one foot in higher education and one foot in public radio is a pretty comfortable place. So that was an immediate draw. And then I spent some time listening to the station from afar, as one can do now on the in the world of internet streaming. And I loved the product that I heard. So we decided this was the direction we were coming.
I was looking at the statement that you put out at the time that you came. And one of the things was that you said you were looking forward to helping the WBJC team build on the strong foundation and reputation the station enjoys throughout the region. And so, with you having been here 4 months now, I'm wondering what sort of building you might be thinking of.
I think a lot of it will depend on what we see when COVID finally disappears and we can be back out in the community in a full and robust manner. Things are beginning to happen again, but I think I made that statement based on maybe what we weren't doing because of COVID. And because of the hiring committee at Baltimore City Community College, they had a real interest in having someone come in to help them extend the brand of Baltimore City Community College through the good works that the station was doing. We've had our lane, and we've done that lane really well. But do our listeners have a broader interest than just classical music? I think they do. And I think that if we take the expertise and the approach and the style that we have, maybe broadening that out slightly. We nudge towards the wine direction. You nudge towards the book direction and authors. Can we just continue to widen that lens a bit so that people think of us as more than just the place to go to get classical music and headlines, but someplace, you know, what's happening in the arts this weekend?
So 30 years of management, as I said, and, you know, there's such a range of approach to management, right? I mean, I think it's at its most basic level, it's sort of telling people what to do. And very evidently, you have a very different approach to it. How would you describe that?
I think I have painfully over the years discovered that I can work pretty well with creative people. And that's what broadcasters tend to be. And it brings me real pleasure to be in a place with folks who are really engaged in the arts and who have just robust personal lives of interaction with the arts and who are creative and who make things and play things and write things. But it's mostly about clearing obstacles and making opportunities for people. It's great to be in a shop here at WBJC with a building full of wonderfully creative, artistic people and sort of helping set a direction and turning people loose to do what they do well.
It is such a pleasure to have you in the studio and at the station. And thank you so much, Richard Miles, for giving us time.
It's been a real pleasure.